take a listen to this, and if you don't believe me, here are a few audio clips from George W. where you can hear with your own ears.
We cannot let terrorists and rogue nations hold this nation hostile or hold our allies hostile.
Hostile?
I think war is a dangerous place. Nobody can threaten this country. Oh, they may be able to bomb a buildings.
Bomb a buildings.
Yeah, and isn't that worse than threatening?
You know, let me talk about Al-Qaeda just for a second. I made the statement that we're dismantling senior management, and we are. Our people have done a really good job of hauling in a lot of the key operators. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, Abu Zubaydah, Ramzi Al-Sheeb, or whatever the guy's name was. And we're fully committed to working with both sides to bring the level of terror down to an acceptable level for both.
Acceptable?
I couldn't imagine somebody like Osama bin Laden understanding the joy of Hanukkah.
The ambassador and the general were briefing me on the vast majority of Iraqis want to live in a peaceful, free world. And we will find these people, and we will bring them to justice.
Okay, I understand what he's saying there.
Right. You're free.
Onto a different
and freedom
thought.
Is beautiful. And, you know, it'll take time to restore chaos and order. But we order out of chaos, but we will.
Wow.
The public education system in America is one of the most important foundations of our democracy. After all, it is where children from all over America learn to be responsible citizens and learn to have the skills necessary to take advantage of our fantastic opportunistic society.
What?
I love the idea of a school in which people come to get educated and stay in the state in which they're educated.
What?
We'll make America where we want it to be. A literate country and a hopeful country.
Hopefuler? Hopefuler?
In our state of Texas, I've worked with the legislature, both Republicans and Democrats, to pass a law that said if you come in the top 10% of your high school class, you're automatically admitted to one of our higher institutions of learning. College.
And number two, that's the Muser.